Hi there, and thank you for selecting this podcast. My name is Dave, and you are listening to Heel to Face, a wrestling show brought to you on Anchor. As I said, my name is Dave, and I'm hoping to share some of my thoughts and feelings around the world that is wrestling. In some areas, it is called a universe. With that in mind, the majority of my knowledge when it comes to wrestling in its current form is based around that of the WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment. I follow this company and the wrestling within it religiously. And it'll be that I'll be speaking about mostly. If there is anything that you would like to bring to the discussion, please do so. You have the means to call in, so please do add your own comments. If you like what you hear, please share it. I'm interested to get this conversation out there and to hear from you, the listener, and from others about what your feelings are towards the current state of wrestling. So we'll be back shortly and we'll carry on with this discussion into the wrestling world. This is Heel to Face. So where do we begin? Well, why don't we start right here, today, now? It's November 20th. Yesterday was Survivor Series, one of the most important pay-per-views that happens within the WWE calendar. And it was a big show. There was a lot happening. There was a lot going into it that we were unsure of. I'll go through some of the details. I don't want to do the whole rundown of the whole card. You hear that way too often on other podcasts. I haven't got the time, you haven't got the time. We're just going to get to the good bits and we'll have a little bit of chat about those good bits. So Survivor Series, you had what is now becoming almost the usual Raw versus SmackDown, show versus show, them versus us element that goes into it, that used to be for the bragging rights pay-per-view a few years back, and now it's here on Survivor Series. I have to admit, it's never really got my attention very much, mainly because with the brand split and then members moving from show to show, one year you could be on Raw, then you could be on SmackDown. Where does your allegiance lie? Why does it suddenly align with them? This is a case in point with John Cena. The last time that he wrestled, he was on Raw, and yet he chose SmackDown? No, let's just be honest here. The Raw team had just huge names. SmackDown needed some padding. They put John Cena on SmackDown. So there's enough there that you could pick it apart. I don't want to go into too many things, but in this case, you had the now infamous Under Siege attack from the SmackDown team against Raw, led by Shane McMahon. That was entertaining. It didn't have the shock value that we've had of interruptions in the past with things like Randy Orton a few SummerSlams back when he interrupted Brock Lesnar, or the now infamous attack from Nexus. When they came over from NXT in its very first version many, many years ago. So Under Siege, it happened. We had attacks from SmackDown. And then last week, you had the attack back from Raw. It was a lot of fun both times. And it brought a lot of power to the Survivor Series show, with those elements being the famous 5-on-5 matches, and I did enjoy them. I enjoyed the men's 5-on-5 more than the women's, but then the men's 5-on-5 started very, very exciting, a lot of hype, but that hype seemed to be just around wrestlers pointing at other wrestlers to make the crowd pop. Because there was that, ooh, these people might fight, and ooh, now these people might wrestle, and ooh, these people are going to come in. Case no more than with Finn and Shinsuke Nakamura. Finn Balor was there. Shinsuke was begging for that tag. He came in, and they had an interesting few minutes. And then everyone seemed to come in. Everyone hit Shinsuke with a lot of things, and he was gone. And that was kind of the way that it went. It started very, very exciting, and it ended on a sort of damp fizzle. At least that's how it appeared to me. Yeah, it was. I didn't understand. Maybe it'll be explained to you. I didn't understand why Triple H pedigreed Kurt Angle. I didn't understand just why they had Raw win when Raw is it, Raw is the A show, SmackDown is the B show. If a show is seen as being weaker, don't point out that it's weaker. That's just bad planning, in my opinion. As I said, I don't want to keep going with the same points that I'm sure will be raised by other podcasts and by other people. But in this case, what I saw was good, but it needed more, and there needs to be more in the future. Moving on from there to some other just very, very brief highlights. The Shield versus the New Day tag team action, a very, very fast-paced match, lot of high impact moves. I really enjoyed this match. I'm torn between this and Brock versus AJ as my match of the night. The tag team match, for one thing, with the Shield, we finally see them reformed here, after Roman's time off due to illness. It was great seeing them. I've been I'm a fan of the Shield. I've always liked them. I prefer them together as a unit than as individual wrestlers. So them together is great. And this was by no means a miss. It was a big hit, and it was heavy hitting. The New Day in themselves, as we know, highly decorated tag team, highly decorated unit. They have a number of championships amongst themselves, and it was a good match. It was a great opener. What a way to start the show. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And I, you know, this was a real testament to how good these six individuals are, and how good they are within them, their teams. And for two teams that have never met at all, as a, for a first match, very, very, very good match. As I said, Brock and AJ, equally just such a good match. It went the way that I thought it would. I didn't think that AJ would be able to topple the Beast, and I was hoping for the finish that did happen, as in Brock literally catching AJ in midair and hitting that fantastic F5, and getting the win. Difficult when it's champion versus champion matches. I think this was probably the best championship, champion versus champion match on the card. The Bar versus the Usos was equally good. But yeah, as two people face to face, was very, very good. Brock just always just comes out looking so dominant. And of course, it looks as though we're moving towards that Brock versus Roman at WrestleMania. Personally, if it was me now, I'd have Brock versus Braun Strowman, because at the end of the five versus five match, Braun is now, if he wasn't before, he's now an absolute destructive force. And I think the only person I would say that is of an equal par to him is that of Brock Lesnar. As said, for the other matches, Usos versus The Bar was great. Big fan of The Bar. I love their entrance. I love them together now. They really have got that mesh well. Love the Usos as, I liked them more when they were a bit more heelish than they are now, but still very, very good. Ladies 5-on-5 was a complete miss. Alexa versus Charlotte was very, very good. Charlotte looks fantastic with gold around her waist. It's just what it should be. She should have gold all the time. They should leave that belt on her for a year, in my opinion, maybe even longer. Have her as a real long champion. She's great with the belt. Love it. Miz versus Baron Corbin was damp and just didn't hit where I wanted to. Love the Miz. Love it when he's playing the heel. And with this one, it was just Baron hitting that one powerful move. The Miz can really do no wrong, but I think now I would like to see him progress further than the Intercontinental Championship and maybe go into a big program. Maybe Universal. Obviously not now because Brock's got it, but at some point in the future, I'd like to see him with a higher ranking championship belt. Those are my other thoughts. Please let me know what your feelings were towards Survivor Series and towards this anchor. I'd love to hear your comments, thoughts, feelings and opinions, both good and bad. And there'll be more from me with Heel to Face very soon. Thank you.